So I got sent to work from home at the beginning of the pandemic, right? When everyone things started shutting down, and we were told that we were going to be home for about 2 weeks, and nobody really knew what was going on. I contracted COVID quickly after that. I got COVID right at the start of 2020, before the vaccines were being manufactured, and I didn't get it that bad. I thought, this is not horrible, you know, I recovered relatively quickly. I went to San Antonio, Texas, to visit some family members. And while I was down there, about 4 months after I had COVID and had made a complete recovery, I was shopping at a market down there, and I got tunnel vision. I got tunnel vision. I almost fell over. And I remember looking at this glass display, and there were these little clay figurines in it. And I remember distinctly that those little clay figurines were the last sense of normalcy I remember, before the next 3 years of my life were just absolute insanity. I've been sick since then. I have gone to countless doctors, and the healthcare in this country is insane right now. It takes 6 months to see a specialist. It takes, and each specialist you see, they're just working off of a hunch of what it is. I first saw an ENT because I was dizzy. I was so dizzy that I couldn't stand half of the time. I saw an ENT. They checked my ears for Meniere's disease. It wasn't that. I did vestibular testing. It wasn't that. I then had to, they sent me to a neurologist. I waited 6 months to see a neurologist after that. So by then it had been a year. In the meantime, I had been into the ER 4 times since then. They told me it was stress. They told me it was anxiety. I'm medicated for both stress and anxiety, so it wasn't either of those. I saw a neurologist. Neurologist told me it was vestibular migraines, and I was like, I've never had a migraine in my life. I don't have a family history of migraines. And I've told all of these people that I had COVID. I had contracted COVID again, a year within the year. And I was working from home. It's not as though I was masking. I had gotten a vaccine when I was the first in line, if you could imagine. When they became available, I was like, I will immediately go. But so I contracted it again. And again, I wasn't very sick. I wasn't hospitalized by any means. And then saw, like I said, saw this neurologist. Neurologist said it was vestibular migraines. Prescribed me a bunch of vitamins, started taking vitamins, started feeling a little bit better. About 6 months go by, I started feeling okay. I took myself on a solo road trip down to West Virginia, multiple states, drove by myself, and I started feeling so poorly on my way back that I drove myself to the ER. At this point, I was so sick of doctors, I felt terrible. Because I felt like I was being gaslighted by our medical system, which, I mean, it's not their fault. It's not anybody's fault. We just don't know enough about what we're dealing with. I yelled at this poor emergency room doctor. I felt horrible. But she took a bunch of blood work and ended up doing a test for rheumatoid arthritis and found out that I had tested positive for an ANA test, which is autonuclear antibodies, which is, we'll send you to a rheumatologist, somebody that deals with a lot of autoimmune diseases. Had to wait another 6 months to go to a rheumatologist. Went to a rheumatologist. They took 17 vials of my blood. It's funny when you're dealing with doctors often, and you have to sit in doctor's office, you kind of look around at what's on the walls. And in this particular blood donation or phlebotomist's office, there's papers all over the wall that are like, when you donate blood to the Red Cross, it's close to 60 vials of blood. So the 17 to 20 vials of blood that you're taking are not as bad as you actually think they are, because you're looking at this person taking all of this blood from you, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna pass out. Like, this is so much blood that they're taking. It took about a week and a half for all of those test results to come back. They also took a X-ray of my chest, and they were like, "You had a false positive for your this test. You have no inflammation in your blood. You don't have an autoimmune disease." we're shipping you back to neurology. So at this point, it's been 2 years of waiting for doctors, 3 years in total of being sick. And I still have not a single answer about what it is. I've heard whispers about long COVID. I've heard a bunch of different things without definitive results. And there's only so much you can do, right? Like, you can look online, you can talk to people, you can hear people with different experiences. And I'm blessed, right? I have a good job with insurance, you know? It still cost me an arm and a leg, even with insurance, seeing all of these doctors, right? I went back to the neurologist again last week after, unfortunately, I didn't have to wait another 6 months because I had already seen a neurologist. So they were like, oh, we'll see you in 2 weeks. But I begged and pleaded. I'm like, there's something wrong with me neurologically, right? Like, my brain is, it feels full. Like, I'm dizzy. My eyesight is not great. Please, can I get an MRI? And they were like, no, let's try all these different approaches first. So I'm finally getting an MRI this Thursday. But my MRI is going to cost me $2,000 with insurance. And I'm blessed. And that's crazy. For me to say I'm spending $2,000 for medical care, one portion of this 3 years of medical care, for me to say I'm blessed, is crazy. But I just, I know I am not the only one going through this right now. And this is one portion of many, many different things that other people are going through right now. You hear of people who are suffering from parosmia, and parosmia is a COVID symptom where when people lose their sense of taste and smell, where everything they eat afterwards, their taste never comes back and it tastes like sewage. And they're losing countless weight because they can't eat anything. And we just don't know enough about it. And I'm so scared about what the next years are gonna look like in the medical community, finding out more about what this has done to us or what this is doing to us. It's been really terrifying about how little people have cared because it hasn't affected them. I am part of a really safe community. We have a really large group of friends and we get together and we require vaccination to get together, right? What before vaccination was available, we required masking. We're, as a human race, we're social creatures. We want to be around each other, and to be isolated for so long, it was hard. It was really hard. And especially with so many people with different medical problems, to put those people in a place where if you could potentially get them sick, where it would be really, really bad, you don't want that kind of guilt on you to put them in a place like that. So, So I'm very interested to see what we learn from a science standpoint about this in the next couple of years.